Well, we'll turn to our catechism question for this morning. It's question 65, and we've spent the last 10 weeks looking at the 10 commandments, or the 10 words, or the Decalogue, as the various descriptions of it are. And this question is, in a sense, looking back at those 10 weeks and those 10 commands, and asks the all-important question: is any man, or indeed any woman or any person, able perfectly to keep the commandments of God? The answer: no mere man since the fall is able in his life perfectly to keep the commandments of God, but does daily break them in thought, word, and deed. I suppose in the very opening phrase of the answer, we have, in a sense, encompass the reason why no one is able to keep perfectly, or even imperfectly sometimes, the commandments of God. It says, no mere man since the fall. And here's the great problem. The heart of man's problem is the problem of man's heart, someone has said. And we have a heart problem, don't we? There's a problem with our very nature. And there's nothing imperfect with the law. We read in the book of Romans, the law is just, holy and good. The problem is with me. The problem is with me. I cannot keep the law. First of all, because I am a mere man. But that is compounded by the fact that I exist in the context of a fallen nature. So not only am I weak because of my humanity, but I am weak because of that condition into which I fell with my forefather Adam. So no mere man since the fall is able, has the capacity, has the ability. Now let me just say, as a sort of a side point here, quite often it's often put forward by those who are against our view of salvation, that how can we preach the command of the gospel if man is not able to obey it? Well, the same thing applies, and the same argument could apply to the law of God. No man is able to keep the law of God, but God does command man to keep his law. It is the law of God commanded by him for man to keep, even though we are unable to keep it. Even though we do not have the capacity or the power or the strength or the ability to keep that law. No mere man since the fall is able in his life perfectly to keep the commandments of God. One of the problems with people is that they think they are good. They think that they have the capacity to live a good life, a life that would be acceptable to God. We often hear people say, I'm not too bad. I'm not as bad as the person down the road. I've lived, you know, a reasonably okay life. And this is because they do not understand the standard that God has set. God's law demands perfect obedience. And the problem we have as humans is that we fall far short of that perfect obedience. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. That's what sin is. Someone has described sin as missing the mark. Not being able. Sometimes in the past we've gone down to Avoca, and you know, we've had the archery thing where you have the bow and the arrow, and we're all trying our best to beat each other to get right into the center, and very few, no matter how many times they try, including myself, hit right in the center, the perfect center. Not just getting a bit onto the red, or, you know, into the red, but sort of to the edge of it, but perfectly in the middle. That's what sin is. Sin is missing the mark. And James tells us that when we break the law at one point, we've broken the whole law. That's how difficult it is to obey perfectly the law of God. So sin is not like, or obeying God's law is not like, you know, you get a 10th or 11th chance to hit the, the perfect mark. Now once we miss it the first time, we have failed. So no mere man since the fall is able in his life perfectly to keep the commandments of God. So Ecclesiastes 7 verse 20 says, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." And as we have been looking in the book of Revelation, what was it that caused John to weep in chapter 5? They looked for one who was worthy to open the scroll and to unloose its seven seals. No one was worthy. Why? Because there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. But does daily, it goes on to say, but does daily break them in thought. And here's the real problem we have. The foundational problem we have is that God's standard is not just, and we've said this a number of times over the past few weeks, God's standard is not just an outward thing. It's not just something that we can see. In fact, most of us, if you were to ask, or to be asked about each one else in this room, and say, you know, is such and such a good person, we'd all say, yeah, I have no reason to say otherwise. But the real problem that we have is, when God looks down upon us and looks into us, it's not just the outward appearance that God looks at, but he looks at the very thoughts and the imaginations of our hearts. Therefore, Genesis 8:21, "And the Lord smelled a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done." The imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. But then also in word, and how we struggle in our words to be holy. How we struggle in our words to be godly. James 3 verse 8 says, "But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." And we've all experienced and do continually experience the regret of saying something and wishing 5 seconds later, I had not said that. We've all experienced that, haven't we? Wishing that I could take in those words and swallow them and digest them, that they'd be lost forever. But once something is said, it's out there and we can't take it back. So no mere man since the fall is able to, in his life, perfectly to keep the commandments of God, but does daily break them in his mind, in his thoughts, and also in his words, and finally, and in his deeds. James 3 verse 2. "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man." And he concludes by saying, "and able also to bridle the whole body." So we're not able. We're not able to keep the law of God in any sense. That's why we need Christ. And in the weeks ahead, we will look at the solution that God has provided for human beings who cannot please him, who cannot obey him, either in their thoughts or in their words or in their deeds.